lack of leadership and strategy in the West. A complex and dangerous process. The US and the EU are engaged in a complex and dangerous process. This article analyses the internal problems in the EU and the US and their impact on the global political landscape. This text analyzes the US Democrats' efforts to win the elections and discusses Trump's plans for Russia and China. Additionally, it examines the growing farmer protests in Europe, Europe's internal problems, the growth of BRICS, and the difficult situation in Ukraine, caught between the West and Russia. The current electoral process in the United States is not favorable to the Democratic Party. Texas is currently experiencing a border crisis, while there are also ongoing crises related to Ukraine and an aid package for Israel. The Democratic Party in the United States is currently searching for a new objective. Antony Blinken visited the Middle East 6 times intending to normalize relations between Saudi Arabia and Israel. Saudi Arabia made it clear to Antony Blinken that if Israel does not recognize the state of Palestine, we will not enter the normalization process. It is unclear whether Israel will recognize Palestine, as the current government under Benjamin Netanyahu does not do so. If there are early elections in Israel and a different party wins, a new peace negotiation with Palestine may be established. 2 days ago, Hillary Clinton, the former Secretary of State of the United States of America, made a statement regarding Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel. She suggested that if Netanyahu is hindering the ceasefire efforts during the ongoing war in Israel, he should be dismissed. Clinton's statement has been criticized by some for being subjective and lacking objectivity. The Democrats believe that a ceasefire agreement, followed by a peace agreement and the creation of a Palestinian state, would increase their chances of winning the election. However, it may be challenging to achieve this plan just 10 months before the elections. The Israeli and American governments have differences, as Biden aims to win the elections and is calling for a ceasefire before Ramadan for the Islamic world. In contrast, Benjamin Netanyahu does not prioritize this issue. Some members of the Israeli government are calling for the dismissal of Benjamin Netanyahu, while others are pushing for early elections. What will happen when Trump is elected? China is preparing for Trump. China typically does not favor Trump's economic policies. However, it is worth considering that Trump's policies may lead to the marginalization of Islamic countries, particularly those in Africa. China aims to capitalize on this. Certain countries will be prohibited from entering the United States. Additionally, President Trump has made statements regarding Europe, suggesting that they are working against the US in terms of trade. China's actions are already causing a divide between the United States and Europe. If the transatlantic alliance remains united, China will not be able to challenge it. However, if Trump continues to marginalize Europe, China will seek to strengthen its relationship with Europe. When examining the trade relationship between the United States and other countries, it is important to consider the potential for sanctions. If Donald Trump is elected president, he may impose new sanctions. These could include SWIFT sanctions, an international payment system, and dollar sanctions. The United States has already imposed dollar sanctions on Turkey, Russia, Iran, and North Korea. If President Trump decides to increase these sanctions, China may encourage other countries to join the Chinese financial system. When Trump arrived, his approach to Russia was clear. As for China, they are hesitant to trade with Russian companies due to the fear of losing the American market and facing sanctions. However, it is important to note that China's partnership with Russia is primarily political rather than economic. Although China imports goods from Russia, it does so at its price and does not engage in extensive trade with Russia. Therefore, lifting sanctions against Russia would lead to an increase in trade between China and Russia. If President Trump lifts sanctions against Russia, this could lead to an increase in trade. Trump's Russia plan. In 1972, President Richard Nixon opened world markets to China and cooperated with them against the Soviet Union. President Trump may adopt a similar strategy by reaching out to Russia and offering cooperation in an attempt to separate Russia and China. However, it is uncertain whether Russia will cooperate with Trump. China is the number one target of the United States. The rise of BRICS. BRICS is growing and its power in the global arena is increasing with the accession of new member countries. BRICS aims to restructure international institutions and reduce the dominance of the American system, including the elimination of the US dollar as a reserve currency. The group is discussing the creation of a new financial system. Recently, Saudi Arabia and China have begun trading in the yuan currency, and some BRICS members are trading in their local currencies. The economic size of BRICS has exceeded $29.5 trillion, and its share in the global economy has risen to 28%. The expanding union's oil production has reached 45 million barrels per day, which is approximately 45% of the world's crude oil production. Now let's look at the situation in Ukraine and the EU. This is what we see in Ukraine. The war in Ukraine is deadlocked and Ukraine has no chance of winning this war. Ukraine has not been able to gain an advantage over Russia, this is clear. Ukraine is in ruins. Both economically, militarily, and in terms of infrastructure. The sociology and psychology of the people have collapsed. The country is in ruins and more than half of the Ukrainian people have left the country. Ukraine is currently experiencing a shortage of professional soldiers. Recently, President Volodymyr Zelensky dismissed the chief of general staff and replaced him with the commander of the land forces. Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to order a new offensive in the Western media. However, Ukraine currently lacks the troops and military equipment necessary to organize a military operation, especially professional soldiers. Ukraine's population is one quarter that of Russia, and its military power is even less. Any aid given to Ukraine only delays the inevitable defeat. There was a statement made by the president of the European Commission that if we did not help Ukraine, it would have to fight with a water pistol. Although negotiations have started in the US Senate to help Ukraine, even if the European Union gives the help that the United States of America has committed, this event will not be solved and Ukraine will not win. Ukraine and the West have already lost psychological superiority over Russia. Thinking that Ukraine will win against Russia is nothing but a dream. What Russian President Vladimir Putin said in an interview with American conservative journalist Tucker Carlson. According to Putin, some Western media organizations claim that Russia intends to attack Latvia and Poland. Putin stated that Russia has no interest in attacking the EU, despite claims by some Western media organizations. Putin's comments suggest that Russia is being used as a scare tactic against Europe. A power frightens the EU with Russia as it frightens the Arabs with Iran. There is a serious lack of leaders and strategic wisdom in the EU. Some dreamers believe that Ukraine will bring Russia to its knees, that the Russian people will rise and overthrow Putin, that Putin will be tried in the international court, and that they will bring the opposition in Russia and make Russia integrated with the West. However, these opinions are subjective and lack a clear strategy or leadership. These individuals engage in delusional thinking and irrational behavior. It is important to recognize that we are not dealing with an intelligent team, but with a management mechanism that can operate in the realm of irrational imagination. Farmers are organizing protests all over Europe. Farmers organized protests in Brussels during the last EU meeting. The EU ignores its internal problems and focuses only on Ukraine. EU states cannot solve the problems of their people and marginalize them by ignoring them. The EU has allocated a 50 billion euro aid package to Ukraine. The EU should prioritize solving its internal problems. The increasing protests of the people and farmers are eroding trust in the state, which will have unfavorable consequences soon. The domestic crisis, rising prices, and difficult situation of the middle and lower classes, as well as irregular and illegal migration from Africa, are further exacerbating the situation. If you want to support my blog, you can subscribe to my blog via email from the bottom of the blog homepage. If you subscribe to my blog, you will receive notifications via email from the articles I will share. You can share my articles so that I can reach more readers. Thank you. International Relations, Threat, and Geopolitics Analyst, Kanan Haidarov. Subject, Lack of Leadership and Strategy in the West. Data February 12, 2024.